Mushrooms. They're spongy, wild, and weird. And they taste great. The Heritage Radio Network has looked at the curious, often offbeat world of mushrooms a number of times over the years. Contrary to popular belief, mushrooms aren't plants. They're the flowering fruit of fungi, which live underground, at least most of the time. Throughout the centuries, mushrooms have captivated people. To some, they're something spiritual. To others, they hold great scientific promise. But time and time again, mushrooms have simply been a food. Wild mushrooms are the largest legal cash crop in the United States. Some of the most expensive ingredients in the world are a fungus. Think Matsutake mushrooms from Japan or truffles from Italy. On episode 66 of Hot Grease, host Nicole Taylor dived into mycology, the study of fungi. She talked with mushroom enthusiast Mel Anthony.
Mushrooms are so complex and confusing because you have mushrooms, okay, that people, when I told people I was doing a show on mushrooms, the first thing they thought of was, oh, damn, well, you know, people are thinking drugs. Then you have mushrooms that people use for antibiotics, mm-hmm. and then you have edible mushrooms.
There's a whole world of things to know. I mean, you start learning about mushrooms and it takes you on a journey and you end up learning about the universe. So really, it's a doorway into a whole body of knowledge that exists on this planet, and I think that everyone should take part in it. I think learning about mushrooms is one gateway.
Eugenia Bone, author and president of the New York Mycological Society, had a lot to say about fungi on episode 115 of The Food Scene. Host Michael Harlan Turkle learned that sometimes people don't just consume mushrooms. Mushrooms consume people.
It's just this living, breathing, alive thing that, you know, I think we take for granted so often. And it's funny, reading through this book, you start having that Tootsie Roll thing where everything you see becomes a Tootsie Roll. Everything you see is a fungus.
Yes, yes. Well, that's what happens to mycophiliacs. So they get to the point where they really think that mushrooms are the origin of, you know, human consciousness, everything. It gets very kooky the more you get into it. But it's true that fungi, which is a microscopic organism, of which there are 1.5 million species. So there's a lot of variety out there.
Eugenia talked about how special it is to find a rare wild mushroom, like a morel.
The wild ones could only be gathered in the wild.
Yeah.
You can't grow those mushrooms, they're called mycorrhizal fungi, because you'd have to plant an orchard and create an ecosystem. And God knows what else. Maybe you need to have certain bacteria in the soil. You know, the whole symbiotic universe has to be intact.
On episode 84 of The Farm Report, Michelle Bulich talked with host Aaron Fairbanks about the morels growing on her property in Catskill, New York. She operates the Bulich Mushroom Company there, where she grows savory fungi like cremini, portobello, oyster, and shiitake. Emerging morel mushrooms are a pleasant surprise in the spring.
We do have an area on our property that seems to grow morels nicely. But morels are very, very finicky with the weather.
Okay.
So if there's too much rain, they're not up. If there's not enough rain, they're not up. So it's hit or miss with them. So if we happen to come across them and it is a good crop, we will definitely harvest them and bring them down. But like I said, morels are high demand. So if we do have them, we probably have full baskets of them, and they're gone by 9:30
right
in the morning.
Michelle says that people travel miles to get their hands on her fungi.
It's just amazing how excited they are. We have people come in from Brooklyn, from Astoria, from just all over just because they needed to get our mushrooms. They didn't come for any other reason. It's amazing.
But great mushrooms aren't only found outside of New York. On episode 26 of Let's Eat In, host Kathy Irway talked with some foragers who have found prized mushrooms right here in the city. Lita Meredith found some in Prospect Park, and wild man Steve Brill said they're all over Queens.
And last fall, I had just done a tour in the park, and it was actually on the way back from the tour, I found just a huge amount of hen of the woods, with some people know as maitake. And I came out of the park at the farmer's market, and this guy is hawking his wares, and he says, look at this fantastic, you know, maitake mushroom I have.
$14 for half a
exactly.
pound.
And I let him kind of peek in my bag, and he started laughing and said, you're not going to be my customer. And I said,
last year and the year before were great years for those. I was finding them everywhere, Central Park, Prospect Park, Inwood Park, where I used to live in Queens. They grew on the street trees in Briarwood, right in front of my door and across the street.
Helen Holliman interviewed truffle hunter Alana McGee on episode 65 of You Look Hungry. Alana talked about the allure of the truffle and a hunt she went on while in Italy.
We were going around with this guy, and he had a Lagotto who he kept cracking jokes about that I would translate on how his dog was more valuable than his wife and all kinds of things like that. And it was this scruffy little dog running around on this muddy hillside and just finding truffles right and left. And it was just so much fun, and you could smell it in the air. And then we went back to this guy's little house in the countryside, and he shaved them up for us and put them on some food and just let us smell them and try them. And it was just this magical experience.
On episode 60 of Why We Cook, host Erica Wides reflected on her experience joining a mycology club and foraging for mushrooms. During one outing, she came across a beautiful find, a mountainous maitake mushroom.
So there we are, just walking along, not even looking down, not looking for mushrooms, intentionally not looking for mushrooms to avoid disappointment, avoidance at all costs. And I just happen to look sideways, and boom, right there, a basketball-sized hen of the woods mushroom. A Gryphula frondosa, for all you Latin speakers. A maitake, for all you Japanese speakers, or dancing mushroom. A Klapperschwamm, as they call them in Germany. Right there at the base of an oak tree, in perfect shape. It wasn't slimy, it wasn't rotting, there were no bugs on it that I could see. It was like a mushroom purveyor had gone out and just planted it there for me to find, like it was like a mushroom Easter egg hunt. And they put it out there just to make me find it.
Check out heritageradionetwork.org to hear more of these segments and others about mushrooms. For the Heritage Radio Network, I'm Adam Warner.